It is Morning Edition from NHPR. We've been hearing a lot of student voices over the past month from here in New Hampshire and across the country, students leading the charge on the gun debate. One Hanover High student decided to lend his opinion in a newspaper column last week. NHPR's Rita Green reports on what happened next.
Dakota Hanchett is a junior at Hanover High School. He's 17 years old. Big smile. The day I meet him and his parents at his house, he's wearing a blaze orange sweatshirt, cut off at the bottom so it hangs loose. And there's dirt rubbed in places that make it obvious he likes to be outside.
I'm not your typical Hanover student. I'm that student that plays with tractors. I get my hands dirty. I have calluses on my hands.
He rides snowmobiles. He hunts. After the Parkland shooting last month, Dakota heard someone at the New York Times had reached out to a teacher at school, asking if they knew any students that used firearms regularly. As Dakota knows, of all the schools in this area, Hanover High might be an odd choice for this request. It's set in an Ivy League college town, one of the most liberal communities in New England. So Dakota went to see the teacher, who told him the Times was looking for someone to write an op-ed. He thought, sure, I could do that. He's sitting next to his parents as he tells the story.
At first, when I told my parents that I was going to write for the New York Times, they're more of like, no, you're not. You're not able to do this.
What support were you? Why?
Well,
tell them why.
The reason why is I have severe dyslexia, and it's hard for me to put my thoughts sometimes on paper.
It's been a challenge his whole life. He uses a voice-to-text software now at school, and he acknowledges his first take at the op-ed was a bit rough.
One of my teachers that works with me quite frequently said, this is going to be a long project for you.
So they worked at it and worked at it. He wanted to focus on safety, that we should be looking at people, not guns, as the problem. He says the truth is a lot of his classmates don't hunt regularly, if they ever have at all, and that basic knowledge of how guns work and what it actually takes to buy and operate them is critical to the bigger conversation. If we can be shown pictures of penises and vaginas, he wrote in his op-ed, talking about sex ed at school, why can't we have a couple police officers come in and show us an unloaded gun and talk about how to keep us safe? His dad, John, nods along with Dakota as he talks. He says this lack of understanding has been present in their lives for a long time.
Growing up, he had a couple friends that were not allowed to come over because we had guns.
And what do you say to that?
I'm sorry that you feel that way, but my guns are locked up and they are put away.
Does it make you feel like they're judging you, or?
Yes.
I don't feel.
I do. I feel that way, that they're judging me, that I am not to their standards.
Never again! Never again! Never again!
On March 9th, as Dakota was working on his op-ed, most of his classmates walked out of school in recognition of the shooting victims in Parkland. They marched a couple blocks down the road to the post office downtown, where they mailed more than 1,000 letters to politicians urging them to support stricter gun control measures. Dakota didn't join them. He says if it had just been about the Parkland victims, he would have been okay, but he couldn't join a movement that was explicitly anti-gun. It wasn't long after that he hit send on the final draft of his op-ed.
And then all of a sudden he goes, Mom, I have paperwork. It needs to be in tonight. I think this is going to be published. And John and I were like, oh, okay. So I went ahead. I signed the release. I read his article. And I'm like, whoa, good job.
Were you nervous at all before?
No, I was actually very proud of him. You're talking about a boy that has struggled not as bad socially, but academically, and for him to take the time and write this article, I'm very proud. And then for it to be published, holy crap, this is real. You're in the New York Times.
She says she and Dakota got overwhelmingly positive feedback that day. The op-ed was featured on the Times homepage. People said over and over, we might not agree with your opinion, but good for you for raising your voice. But then the next morning, as Dakota got to school early, like normal, he noticed there were police officers stationed out front. He shrugged it off, went inside, and met with some friends.
I sat down and was starting to talk to one of them, and when one of my friends says Dakota, and they slid their phone across the table, and they said, read that.
On the screen was an Instagram account titled Hanover High Shooting. Its description said in part, "If I see you, you get shot." The police had responded quickly to the threat. Meanwhile, Tammy, Dakota's mom, was just getting into work herself.
And someone said, "Tammy, did you hear about the Instagram? Did you hear what's going on at Hanover High?" And it first came across that there was a shooting. I'm like, what? You know how media and people and words. And no, it ended up being a threat. And the first thing that came to my mind is, what's this due to Dakota's article? Is Dakota okay? Is everyone okay? Is he safe?
There was no gunman at the school, no shooting. The police traced the Instagram account to an IP address in Canada. The case was covered widely, but the family wasn't the only one to wonder if there was a connection to the op-ed. On Wednesday, the local paper, the Valley News, reported the arrest of a 14-year-old girl who was allegedly behind the account. That article quoted local police saying Dakota's piece was, quote, on our radar for a possible connection, and the paper printed Dakota's name. That was an unwelcome shock for the family.
It's very hurtful. We haven't had time to be proud of Dakota and tell family and tell people because they smash his name on the front page.
Because people saw the Valley News piece before even knowing about the Times story. And so what they saw of Dakota's name was like this link to this threat.
It's possibly linked to the threat.
And
too.
Not these thoughtful comments on them.
Yes. And that is what is... makes me mad.
Yeah.
And once, I don't know, I have no money to sue. I don't know, I wouldn't even know what to do. It's just, I want to protect my
hens.
I want to protect my hens.
Dakota says he doesn't know the girl or why she chose to target Hanover. The next day in school, he says he got some glares that he read as fear. People watch him. The way information spread, he says some kids thought he was behind the threat, not just potentially the inspiration for it. He contacted the police to make sure he wasn't a suspect. He says he had a long talk with an officer on the phone. The Valley News printed a clarification the next day, removing Dakota's name and saying that there wasn't any indication that he was connected to the girl in Canada who was arrested. In the end, Dakota says he doesn't regret the op-ed. He's proud of what he wrote, and so is his family.
I think of it as a way of, let these conversations start. We got to get it out there that it's, we're not saying we're bad people, but just... how do you word it? Just because we're hunters or just because we own guns, it's okay.
It's okay, she says. A relative of one of the Parkland shooting victims left a short comment on Dakota's piece on the New York Times website. Dakota was struck by that, the personal connection. His dad says once some time has gone by, he's hoping he can help Dakota reach out to the person directly, so they can really talk. For NHPR News, I'm Breecha Green.